I would have loved to use him last weekend, but obviously there was medical reasons for it. So Jimmy trained today, but we are not sure. We see last week we was pretty sure that he was playing, and he wasn't in the end. So this week we have to see how his reaction is.
How key is his return to the team?
I think he's a key player for us in general, especially the way I want to play. He will make any team in our division better, including us. So it's always good to have all your players available, but especially also the key players.
What sort of challenge are you expecting from MK Dons? What sort of game are you expecting?
I know Carl very well. He's a good friend of mine. He plays the game in the right way. I'm always admired his style of play. He has shown that he could go up with that style of play into the championship, and I think the team did very well in the championship. They competed very well over long spells, and over the years he did a very good job for them, and we knew how they will come. He's very consistent in his approach, how he plays football. I like his style, I like the way he's setting up his team, but we also knew how to deal with this. We will see MK Dons in a similar way like we saw Oxford, like we saw Coventry, and we did very well against them too.
Yeah, Carl's actually been saying this week how much of a mutual respect you have for each other. Do you think it would be it's difficult to put that aside, or is it?
I think we're both very competitive. He's a Scouser and I'm a Mikunian, so we are very, very competitive, but I think we like each other in general and we have big respect, but you will see us fighting on the touchline, but afterwards everything will be forgotten.
Likely to go and meet afterwards further than just shaking hands, or?
We always will have a drink after the game.
So you expressed a lot of disappointment on Saturday afternoon about your first half performance. What steps have you taken to sort of stop that happening again?
I think eventually I thought that we will have a blip, and we didn't expect it either against Rochdale, but we have to deal with it. As I said, as long as we know where we come from, and I talk about last season, that we learned the lessons from last season. I think that we learned the lessons from pre-season when we conceded 16 goals in 6 games. Where we are now and where we want to go, as long as we are always reinforcing those 3 things and we are clear on that, we will move on quick from that disappointment. I think was unnecessary, but that will happen over the length of a 9 months, 10 month season. Like, we have at least 50 competitive games. It's more about how you're coming back and how you react to this. And the players is as good as gold. And that will not change my judgment on the players because of the first half. But we need to learn the lessons. And I'm pretty sure that our players are being with me on the same page.
Yeah, ignoring that little blip, it's actually been a very good start to the season. You must be really, really pleased with how it's going.
I think things can, momentums can quick, can change quick, and we have to make sure we're keeping that momentum, and that momentum only will stay with us when we work harder and better and smarter than our oppositions, and when we take the foot off the pedal, then things happen like Rochdale. So it's all up to us, and I understand that we are not machines. I understand that we are humans. I understand that sometimes things gets hard and things gets difficult, but that is, in the end, that is what I always said, this top 6 mentality, to be strong, mentally strong, and knowing what we have to do to keep momentums going. And we have a momentum, and I'm still say the momentum is not gone even after Rochdale. I think seeing the boys training, seeing the boys how they're reacting on Tuesday and today, I'm pretty sure we will have a decent performance against MK Dons. Will it be enough? Nobody knows, but at least we will present ourselves in a different manner, like we did in the first half against Rochdale.
How big a part do the fans have to play with home games?
I think we had good support against Rochdale, and I think they was pretty positive, even when I think we disappointed them in the first half, but I think they've been pretty positive and to us, and I think that has not been unnoticed by me or by the players. So we're looking forward to, I think we knew that in Highbury we are very difficult, and they're very difficult team to play against, and we need them. I think it's so important that the supporters are there, coming in numbers and also supporting us, because that will always bring 3%, 4%, 5% more out of every player, and I think that can be the difference between winning or drawing and losing, and for that reason the supporters are very important.